What you're supposed to share is not your worldly problems. You're trying to get rid of them. You've got to go to the other world. There's a world inside that holds the secrets that everybody searches for. And that's where it's found, is inside. And it's something you already know, because there's nothing can be realized unless you already know it. No. You've got to start to realize that you know just as much about life and know the secrets to life as well as any other living soul on earth. Because you do. We all possess a higher state of consciousness, which is a direct link to the universal allness of all things. It's a root that cannot be separated. It's you are that thing. You are that conscious state. All things are thoughts. The universe as you know it now is the outside world. It is a fact. It is a fact. There is also an inside world, which is also a fact. But the two worlds can't talk about each other because they're separated by the mind. If you ever see that the outside fact and the inside fact are one, then you see the oneness of all things. Just facts. You see, the inside world, the one that Christ talked about, it can't be seen from the outside world. The outside world is a belief in the disguise of a fact. But in reality, it is only the illusion. Whereas the inside fact is the absolute. It just is. Because when you find the inside facts, you realize the outside facts and the inside facts are all one. And it's just one fact. Therefore, there is only one absolute. And that one absolute is the energy of all things. You are it. I am it. Everything is it. It's just an isness. It's something that you can't figure out. This is why it takes faith to see for the first time, because you must have courage. You're listening to something that you can't understand. You can't understand it because you think that 2 + 2 always makes 4, eh? And when I talk about the inside world, you think your statistics and your ideas, your concepts should meet with the inside knowledge. Well, they don't. They don't jive. This is why it takes faith. They don't jive. But both are facts. Because we are here now, this is a fact. It is a reality. It is a true reality. But it is also true a reality that the inside world exists. And from this inside world, all things are manifest in the outside world via a Christ-conscious mind, which every living soul is. This creates the seeing of the world with more clarity. And as you see the world with more clarity, you'll see the perfection coming in. You think that you are changing. Not really changing. The world never changes. It is simply that you start to see what already exists, the perfection, and you stand to see the perfection. And once you see the perfection, you found your freedom. You found what everybody on earth is searching for. You find that this thing that you find, this knowledge, it will cure your sicknesses. It will help your children. It will help your marriages. It's a curer of all things. But it takes courage, because we don't want to give up any of our silly little beliefs. A silly, petty little beliefs from our mind, which say, me, I'm an image of self-importance. And we go around proving it. We rush all over the place. We try new things, new methods. We try to change the world this way and that way. But you can't. You can only change yourself. Then the world will change. But only from you. That is the only way. You see, all life is nothing but levels of conscious state. And depending on what level of conscious state you are, is what you see. Now, every living soul on earth is a conscious state on a specific level. And because you have a free will and a free mind, everybody sees exactly what they want to see. This is the law of the free will and the free mind. But when the free will and the free mind get themselves into trouble via the ego, which creates negativity, greed, lust, it creates all the negative things in life, then that living soul is lost. He doesn't know what's happened to his free will and his free mind. It's so contaminated, he's lost in time. He's lost in time. But by hearing truth, you hear yourself, and it frees you from the bondage of the sickness of the lost mind. And it's really very simple, because you're searching for yourself, who already knows the answer. But the old ego again will not allow it to submit to the Creator. So that's the game of life. Really, everybody will change in their own sweet time. Those that are ready will hear truth, and those that are not won't. Because each level of consciousness can't quite understand the next. They get all mixed up, because each one sees his truth, and everybody sees their truth. So it's a world of truth. We all see a truth. Even if what we see is false, it's still our seeing truth. We're all free to see this truth at any given time. And this is the problem. Because a level of consciousness cannot see the next above, because it's non-existent until it is realized. But if you go up levels of consciousness, one after the other, then you can still look back and see all the other levels and go in and out of them, eh? Free will, truly free will. But to find this next level, all you have to do is to listen to truth and be ordinary. It doesn't matter who you are or how high a position in life you are. If that's your job, that's your job. But be ordinary. Be ordinary within. And this is where happiness is. This is where the tranquility is. This is where everything you've ever searched for is. The secret to life is in a tranquil mind. And my advice is, to you people, don't talk about awareness all the time. You'll fill your head with hundreds of ideas and concepts and judgments and etc., etc. Forget it. Come to the meeting and just listen. Then just live. Because if you hear it and you don't live it, you haven't heard it. And it is the living of it where the beauty lies, where the true beauty lies, where the true feelings lie. And you can only live it if you have a tranquil mind. But if you're busy talking about it, busy talking about this, that, and the next thing, trying to find more, you'll never find it. Never. Busy mind cannot find the secret to life. A busy mind keeps the world swirling fast. A busy mind is where you get ulcers, heart attacks, nervous breakdowns. This is a busy mind. And as the mind goes busy, the world goes busy. And you can't catch up with it. Then you have your problems. But if you can start to understand what life is, not the mechanical side of life, the inner side, the spiritual side, if you can start to really find what it is, the world gets slower and slower until someday it may stop for that second to let you have a look at life as is, as it really is. Then you'll be free, because at that point you'll realize the whole world was just a thought that went away for a split second, to go home to where the thought came from. Then you have a message. You see that true religion is really lost. And true religion is truth. And there is only one truth. And if you look outside for your truth, then you're missing the point. Find it now. Because truly, truly, now is the only thing that exists. And you must find truth from within yourself. Nobody can give it to you. Nobody. Don't waste your time even listening to me. Really, it's inside you. You've got to find it now. Learn to hear and see as you really should be able to hear and see. You're qualified to hear and see beyond anything on earth. You have the capabilities to do anything, to bring happiness whenever you want, to understand, to love. You live with what you see. It's really a beautiful thing. It's just a little simple secret. Just listen, that's all you have to do. It doesn't matter if you understand, it really doesn't. Just listen. Don't try and get 2 plus 2 here. Eh? Just let it go. But would anybody like to ask a question? I'm all quiet. You know, I think it's really beautiful how we're all learning to live in faith. And the reason that we're living in faith, in true faith, is because we're starting to see with more clarity because of our understanding of what life is. When I walked in here tonight, I couldn't believe my eyes. And even the way we're sitting here tonight, in the stillness of our minds, we couldn't have done that. We had bongo drums going on. Yeah. And that's what it is, really. It's in the stillness of the mind. But so very tempted to talk about it all the time. That's not where it's at. It's not honest. It's just living it. And the second you start to forget about it, eh, you get enough of Friday nights. I know you'll still talk about it, but just try to cut it down. And the more you cut it down, the better, because as you start to live it, you start getting interested in life. Like, everything you do is an event. Washing dishes is an event. It's something, eh? Or mowing the lawn, it's almost thrilling. And you look back and it's like vacuuming a carpet. You're just getting just beautiful, eh? And this is why a lot of people are finding their work this way. It's because they're starting to live now. They're dropping all those silly little thoughts from the past and all this figuring out. They're dropping it and seeing what is instead of what isn't. Because with a blocked mind full of a bunch of thoughts and beliefs and arguments from the past, you'll never see what is. You'll always see what isn't. You'll just see the false, because whatever you are now is what you'll see. And if you want to see more than what you see now, you'll have to once again go inside and drop some of your petty beliefs and thoughts. Talk about the other world, that inside world. That's where the answers are. For sure, for sure. That's why there's only one answer. The second you enter inside, there's the answer. I admit I've had a few chuckles. Watching the island this week. Isn't quite funny. all the different people with the different little things, and just all sort of looking for something better. A bored mind is a lost mind. But if you calm your mind down by meditating or finding knowledge, because finding knowledge creates the state of meditation. And as you calm your mind down and you see the first fact of life, from that second on, it's impossible to be bored. You can't be bored, because you know there's an entirely different universe out there somewhere. And because you've seen your first fact, new things will keep coming in all the time. Boredom is a sickness of mind, put there by thought. Your thought. Too many of them. This is why we take tranquilizers, to calm the so-called mind down. And all you have to do is really understand what it is, what life is. Not about your past, not about you as a body, but you as a living soul. Find out what it is. And this creates the tranquility, which in turn creates the state of meditation, which in turn gives you the knowledge that you seek. Simplicity. You see, but the trouble is we're scared to look inside, find out what we really are. No, you've got to hear it, then go home and digest it. That's the trick. So, you heard the lady. Good night. Boy, I'll tell you, when she speaks, she speaks. So, that's it, good night.